Psalm 149, the song of the humble who will not be forgotten. After Psalm 148 gathered sun, moon, sea creatures, weather, mountains, and kings into one vast choir, Psalm 149 narrows the lens. Now the redeemed community must sing. Creation can praise God as maker, but the church praises him as maker and saviour. That is why the song must be new. In scripture, a new song is not a fashionable one. It is what rises when old grief has been interrupted by fresh mercy. The assembly of the saints is the gathering of the Hasidim, the faithful ones, the people shaped by covenant mercy. That matters. This psalm was not first sung by a superpower. Whether in the small Persian-era province of Yehud or another season under foreign rule, these were a bruised people. Archaeology reminds us that post-exilic Jerusalem was modest, even fragile. So this is not the swagger of empire, it is the defiant praise of those who have survived empire. Verse 4 is one of the loveliest lines in the Psalms. The Lord takes pleasure in his people. The nations imagined gods who needed feeding, flattering, or appeasing. Israel sings of a God who delights. And the Hebrew behind crowns is richer than it first appears. It can mean adorns or beautifies. He beautifies the humble with salvation. Salvation is not only rescue from danger, it is the lifting of shame. God does not merely pull the lowly out of the pit. He gives them back a radiance they had lost. Compare Isaiah 61:3, beauty instead of ashes. Then comes the startling turn. Tambourines and harps give way to a two-edged sword. Many Christians do not know what to do with this, but notice the order. First praise, first humility, first God's pleasure. Only then judgment, and even then not private revenge, but the written judgment. This is not mob anger with a Bible verse attached. It is the claim that history belongs to God, not to kings. And here, a Western reader may miss the force of the image. Ancient Near Eastern reliefs, especially Assyrian ones, often show kings in triumph, with captives chained before them. Psalm 149 reverses the imperial artwork. The mighty are bound, the humble stand. The psalm dares to say that no throne is final except God's. For the church, this reaches its fulfillment in Christ. The kingdom does not advance by coercion. Our sword is the word of God, and our warfare is truth, holiness, witness, and prayer. Ephesians 6:17, Hebrews 4:12. Yet the promise remains. The saints will share in Christ's judgment. Daniel 7:22, 1 Corinthians 6:2. Augustine and Calvin, in different ways, both warned against turning such texts into permission for personal violence. Still, neither emptied the psalm of its thunder. Evil will not reign forever. The humble, beautified by grace, will not be forgotten. Suggested cross-references, Isaiah 61, 1-3, Daniel 7, 18, 22-27, Ephesians 6:17, Hebrews 4:12, Revelation 19-11, 16, 1 Corinthians 6:2. Hymn suggestion for all the saints. Prayer. Lord of justice and mercy, teach us the praise of the humble. Beautify our ashamed places with your salvation. Keep us from private revenge, and make us steadfast in truth until the day your righteous judgment sets all things right. Amen.